This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A pleasant evening for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, ahead of signing, confusion swirls over Trump's Iran deal, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel states that an emerging U.S.-Iran agreement faces domestic pushback in Israel and Iran. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post has reported the IDF is preparing to stop a Lebanon ground advance amid a pending U.S.-Iran deal. Separately, Axios highlights that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations. And finally, a report from Forward reveals that funding disappeared for a Jewish nonprofit training men to prevent sexual abuse. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Trump insisted the final points of an agreement were approved by U.S. allies, including Israel, with the signing ceremony expected over the weekend in Europe. Al Arabiya English shared a video just in, showing anger in New Delhi over a U.S. strike on an oil tanker, with people removing posters from the U.S. embassy's campaign. Belaz News reported minutes ago on a new campaign urging residents of Gaza to protest against Hamas. The initiative, called the June 26 Revolution, is gaining traction. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with confusion around Trump's Iran deal, Ynet reports that while a framework agreement is expected to be signed, major questions remain. These include issues like uranium enrichment and sanctions relief. The uncertainty could impact regional stability if unresolved. Turning to the pushback against the U.S.-Iran agreement, the Times of Israel details opposition from both Israeli and Iranian quarters. Israeli leader Lapid argues it doesn't meet Jerusalem's goals, while Iranian protesters in Mashhad express dissatisfaction. This domestic unrest may complicate diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the IDF's movements in Lebanon are significant. The Jerusalem Post explains the IDF's 36th Division continues to advance north. Their presence near a large Lebanese city indicates preparations for potential conflict. This comes as talks with Iran progress, highlighting regional tensions. That strike comes hours after Iran fired missiles at Israel. Axios notes this act marks the first since the ceasefire. It threatens to unravel current negotiations and may lead to an Israeli response. Such developments could reignite hostilities in the region. Finally, Forward reports on the abrupt funding loss for a Jewish nonprofit. The organization was training men to prevent sexual abuse. This comes amid advocacy for Israeli women affected by violence. The funding issue could hinder critical support services. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on the Bank of Israel's mysterious $801 million currency move. The large foreign exchange purchase, revealed weeks later, is causing speculation in financial circles. Separately, Globes covers LivePerson's decision to delist from the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Once valued at $4.7 billion, its market cap has drastically fallen to just $26 million. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Off-Road emerging from stealth with $7 million in funding. The New York and Tel Aviv-based startup aims to automate identity security with support from Ibex Investors and Skywell Capital. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.